Hello and welcome to Soothing Pod's Sleep Stories. My name is Arif, and tonight I will be your guide as we embark on a sleepy train journey through a serene landscape of summer meadows, swimming holes, and simmering campfires in the depths of mountain fields. Before we begin, however, let us take a moment to find peace and comfort in the place that we are in, no matter where that may be. Close your eyes and allow your body to sink into the bed beneath you. Here and now, you have no responsibilities, no obligations. There is no to-do list. By simply closing your eyes and allowing your body to be still, you are giving your body and mind the rest and comfort that it deserves. Whatever else you are seeking will come in time. But for now, soak in the peace of knowing that you are giving your body exactly what it needs. There is nothing further that you need to do. Trust in yourself and trust in the guidance your body will provide for you. With your eyes closed and your body sinking deeper and deeper into the comfortable surface that you are lying on, let your imagination wander on a peaceful journey with me. For a moment, picture that you are laying in a meadow. Overhead, the sun shines down on you with a warm, relaxing glow, urging you to let go of any weight, coldness, or negativity that you may be carrying. You can feel the warmth of those golden rays glistening across your skin and unraveling any bit of discomfort welling inside you. All around you, you can feel the cool caress of the grass against your soft skin. The wind blows across the grass like waves across the sea, rippling and dancing as far as the eye can see. And in that breeze, you can take in the wondrous aroma of summer wildflowers at their very peak. With your eyes closed, you can picture the vibrant colors, the violets, indigos, and crisp linen shades of lupine, the golden sunbeam of black-eyed Susans, the deep, magical, alluring purple of indigo's leaves flickering in the breeze. With every breath that you draw into your lungs, you breathe in the relaxing aroma of the flowers. They are not only a balm to your soul, but a balm to your spirit from the inside out. As you breathe in, you notice something peculiar. Something peculiar indeed. You slightly open your eyes, gazing at the stunning blue sky above you. You notice something floating between you and the blue. A vibrant little white flower hovers in the air, just slightly above your head, its leaves flickering in the softness of the cool, fragrant breeze. As you breathe in, the flower lowers towards your head, gently brushing against the tip of your nose. As you breathe out, the flower drifts higher, higher, and higher still into the sky, as if your breath is helping it glide to the heavens. You breathe in, drawing the fragrant flower to the tip of your nose. And you breathe out, watching the beautiful flower glide above you into the sky. For quite some time, you lay in the soft, cool grass, marveling at the push and pull of the most beautiful flower you've ever seen. Now that we have taken the time to relax and find peace and comfort in the place we are in, here and now, let us begin our journey aboard a summer train as it meanders into a mellow, mesmerizing meadow. Even with your eyes closed, you can tell that it is the height of summer. The hum of bumblebees mingles with the ever-present whoosh of tall, dry sweetgrass as it lazily brushes back and forth like a metronome in perfect motion. All is calm, and yet everything is fully and blissfully alive and in motion. The animals are content, frolicking and lounging and bathing in the sun. Some sneak through the grass, while others run at full speed, gracefully breezing through the meadows and prairies, as if they are a part of the wind itself. The bees are blissfully busy, buzzing from flower to flower to collect fresh pollen for their hive. When you slowly open your eyes, you find yourself gazing at a pop of yellow among the sea of green, purple, and blue flowers. It's a round, fuzzy bumblebee bumbling its way through the serene summer world. You watch in awe as it nuzzles against a stem of lupine right next to you. You can almost imagine how soft the petals are to the bee's touch, how magical it must feel to curl up in the embrace of the soft flowers. This close, you can see the sunshine glowing off of the plush, fuzzy hair of the bumblebee, known as a pile. Its golden and black hairs glisten like rays of sunlight themselves have become trapped in there, leaving the world aglow anywhere the bee flies. You lay there for quite some time. The grass and flowers lap against your bare skin like waves lapping against a shore. You are surrounded by softness, encompassed by it. The flowers and grass stretch as far as your eyes can see, encasing you in this safe and welcoming bed of natural wonder. But as you lay there in your peaceful stupor, your dreamy pondering, you notice something rather strange. The buzz and rumble of the bumblebee is backed up by something else entirely, a deeper, more tangible rumbling. It takes you a moment to realize that it is the earth beneath you that is growling and shaking. You almost expect some long-forgotten giant to emerge from the soil with a long yawn and a warm smile. Then, another familiar sound echoes through your meandering meadow. It's a sound that makes you feel like you have been transported back in time. It's the chime of a train's bell, and beneath it, the rhythmic chug, 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 chug of its wheels spinning along the tracks. Glancing up through the curtains of plants sprouting from the earth around you, you can see a plume of pure white smoke drifting up into the baby blue sky. It is not just any train. It is a steam train. You slowly rise up to your knees in the soft loam beneath you. The train has just made its way into the meadow, gliding through it like a boat on water. The grasses and flowers ripple around it as it passes, and yet it doesn't feel destructive or industrial. It feels as if it is a welcome element of the landscape, just another piece warmly integrated in. For years, decades maybe, it seems as though things have been the same here. Birds sing, trees grow, bumblebees drift from flower to flower, and the ever-present train harmlessly glides through it all. You're so mesmerized by the sight that before you even realize what you're doing, you're already up on your feet. You wade through the grass as if the train has wrapped you in a spell, beckoning to you and urging you to come closer. You walk until your feet leave the soft padding of the soil and step onto a row of old cobblestones. Moss and grass pop up between the cracks in the long-forgotten pathway, creating a fairy tale path that fills you with a sense of safety when you step on it. The cobblestones are not only worn by time, but appear to be worn by the steps of hundreds, maybe thousands of people as they set off from here on journeys around the world. Perhaps they were starting new lives or visiting old ones. Maybe they were seeking out new lands to explore, new people to meet, old haunts to visit. And now, standing here, you have joined the history of people waiting to board this train and drift off somewhere else. Beneath your feet, some grass and moss has grown up over lettering in the stone. You slide your foot across it, gently, gently scraping it off, and in the process, revealing some words that erase your body, mind, and soul. "Welcome," it reads, and though you aren't entirely sure where the train is going, you do, indeed, feel welcome. Just as the words etched in the stone are revealed to you, the train rumbles, rumbles, rumbles to a stop just before you. The train itself is a sleek, breathtaking blend of mahogany with gold accents. Accents that look like they've been painstakingly crafted by a steady, loving hand. Every detail on the train appears to have been carefully thought out and made with love and care. soon after the train has come to a stop, seemingly just for you. The doors slide open with a metallic, breathy puff of air as the locks are released. With the rush of the door opening, a gust of fragrant aromas from aboard the train wash over you. There are so many delightful scents that you can't even begin to make them all out. There's a citrusy zing of lemons mixed with sugar, the tang and sweetness of rhubarb, the grassy balm of fresh greens, and there, hidden beneath it all, you swear you can smell the sticky sweet scent of peaches plucked right off of a tree. Aglow in the light of the door, a woman glides down the steps to meet you. Her attire is red and black, an old-timey button-up costume that is from an era, a time that you're not entirely sure ever even existed. Her dark black coils bounce and glisten in the sun, only making her amber eyes glow with warmth even more. Her mere presence puts you at ease, and as she begins to speak, her voice does as well. "Welcome aboard, my sweet passenger. Please, follow me and join us for the summer serenity soiree," she chimes. She extends her white gloved hand to you with that same warm smile. You take her hand, trusting in her and the journey she's about to take you on. She ushers you down the red carpeted row of train compartments. Mahogany tables and rich velvet-lined booths stare back at you. Some are piled high with delicious plates of meals and desserts, while others clink with the tap of ice-filled pitchers of sweet tea and lemonade. Everyone is smiling, but no one is looking at you. They're all too taken by the view of the summer day outside, by the stretch of the meadows, the brightness of the flowers, the color of the landscape. The attendant welcomes you to your booth with a flourish. "If you need anything at all, just ring that bell and myself or another member of the team will be with you shortly," you thank her softly. The elegance of the train puts you in a state of gentleness. She seems to immediately understand where your energy lies. She grins, nods, and gives you one last parting word. "Enjoy your journey." As soon as the train begins to take off, you have no doubt that you will. The rhythmic chug, chug, chug of the tracks rocks you like a child safe in a cradle. A pamphlet in front of you beckons to you. "Summer Serenity Soiree" is written across the front in beautiful bold letters. Inside, the pamphlets welcome you to a train ride through the most serene landscapes the summer has to offer. Landscapes across the wilds of the country that will connect you with your childhood glee and remind you of the beauty of being here, of being alive. You gaze out the window at the first breathtaking scene. It is the same meadow you were just in, only from here, it looks entirely different. You can see where the edges of the forest lap against the swaying fields of flowers and grass. The forests are blankets of shadow, with streams of light flickering down through the dense foliage, illuminating the forest floor in beams that feel like something out of a fairy tale. From this angle, the grass seems to sway and dance even more. You can watch it moving in perfect motion as the breeze ripples across the grass, starting from the south and continuing up, up, up through the north to the forest on the other side. You let out a sigh of peace and contentment that is elevated to another place of pure joy when you spot a tawny figure gracefully flitting through the sea of flowers. A doe and her fawn spring through the meadow without a care in the world. The mother's ears and tail flick as she runs gracefully and cheerfully. The fawn, although less coordinated, shares her mother's enthusiasm. She leaps and bounds across the meadow, and you wonder if, perhaps, this is her first time. The speckles on her coat are like dots of moonlight that have rained down on her soft fur. With every jump, they tense and relax along her flank, like stars moving across a night sky. The sight of the deer in the meadow reminds you of how much beauty there is to embrace in the world. The deer have no modern conveniences, no language that we know, no books or movies or entertainment. They only have what the world gives them. They have the feeling of the soil under their hooves, the rush of the wind blowing over their fur, the smell of the world around them that is full of endless potential. The sun above them warms them, the dark night sky cools them, and the grass that is now their playpen will soon be their bed for a peaceful night's sleep. They embrace summer in its entirety, seeing the joy emanating from the simplicity of them. Simply running through a field makes you feel as though you understand summer just a little bit more. Slowly, the train meanders away from the floral meadow of your dreams. The turn in the track guides you toward an entirely new world, one that you have a feeling you will love just as deeply. You glide through a narrow passage between tall mountain peaks. The mountains themselves seem to brush against the bright blue sky, and to your surprise, the tops of them are still slick with the white of snowfall. Even in the dead of summer, the high altitudes are cloaked in their blanket of snow. But that only makes you smile more. To see the chilly snow so high above you as you sail through a world of warmth and butterflies flitting by your window only reminds you of how diverse and exciting the world can be. You see hikers on the ridge of the mountains, gradually making their way to the peaks you imagine families heading out on adventures together. Surely, the people you are seeing now are weaving together stories that will be the foundation of their future. Perhaps there are couples falling more deeply in love, siblings reconciling, children learning to love the outdoors for the very first time. Getting outside during summer is a special thing that brings us all that much closer to our true humanity, and witnessing it firsthand only fills you with more hope for the world. Slowly, you emerge out of the towering valley of mountains. What lies before you fills your heart with joy. There, aglow in the light of the golden sun, is a lake. It extends between the mountains, a plain of blue amongst a bowl of green and granite. White lines ripple across the lake. Surely boaters, tubers, and jet skiers sailing across the waves, laughing and smiling as they do so. The train tracks meander along this lake, tucked behind the trees just enough to give those on the lake their privacy, but to give you the beautiful view of the lake that you crave. In the summer, there is something magical about the lakes. The sun shines on the smooth waves like diamonds, constantly flickering and glittering as they move with the pine-tinged breeze. The laughter of family and friends echoes across the waves, mingling with the steady, reassuring rumble of boat motors and kayak paddles sinking beneath the water. The air on the lake is notably different. There is nothing but the smell of the wild here, the aroma of pine trees, of cool water, of flowers and fruits and tomato vines growing in lakeside gardens. Every family embraces the lake in their own way. Some gather around barbecues, talking and laughing with one another. Others splash in the waves, chasing and playing with one another. And then there are those who are just simply enjoying some restful peace. They float in tubes and lounge on the end of docks, floating up and down with the rhythm of the waves. You can feel the sun on your skin through the window, as they feel the sun on theirs from behind the edges of the clouds. It is the perfect place to embrace summer in all of its potential, in all of its abundance. Just as you're thinking about the abundance of summer, the woman who met you at the door glides to your side. She slowly hands you cloche after cloche and a pitcher, as well as a single sunflower in a vintage vase. She tells you with a coy smile to enjoy your summer-inspired meal as you take in the scenery. The spread before you makes your mouth water. It truly embraces the freshness of summer, the tastiness of the ingredients that the rich land has to offer during this bountiful time of year. A vibrant green salad sits before you. Walnuts and peaches pepper the tops of the locally sourced leaves, leaves that you know come straight from the earth with nothing but human hands touching them. You take a bite with intention, savoring the compounding flavors on your tongue. The slightly bitter leaves are made sweeter by the ripe, juicy tang of the peach. The nuttiness of the walnuts encourages you to dive in for another bite. There's a lemon scone topped with sprinkled sugar. You can imagine some grandmother somewhere whipping up that lemon icing and sprinkling on the sugar with her porch windows open. There's lemonade with mint. The refreshing ice cubes clink, clink, clink in the glass, even with how gentle the train's motion is. You snack on the beautiful food before you. Summer is not only a time to refuel our souls in nature, but to refuel our stomachs as well. The abundance of fruits and vegetables and grains and nuts this time of year is truly remarkable. As you gaze out at families splashing in the water, relaxing on the shore, and huddled around piles of fresh food, a smile crosses your face. There are lifelong memories being made there in the summer sun, ones that you know will never be forgotten. The train continues chugging along. You watch as the relaxing lake fades from your view. In the distance, you can make out the craggy coastline ahead of you. It looks like the coast of Oregon or Ireland. Tall cliffs and bluffs look out over the sea with long, rolling meadows above them. There are sprigs of flowers, blue and yellow and purple ones that thrive in the salty sea air. After all, it is not summer without the beach, and though people are not lounging down in the sand, they are doing something that is almost as magical. Dozens of people lounge on the grass, overlooking the ocean on colorful blankets. Many of them are cuddled together with a bottle of sparkling cider, laughing as they pull more treats out of picnic baskets. Some kids run through the sweet grass, tagging one another and chasing after butterflies all around them. You watch one young woman who appears to be alone. She lounges back on a white blanket with a book. Her ginger hair flits in the ocean spray as she takes a long, deep breath of the air. Though she is alone there, she is completely at peace. The sounds, smells, and scenes of summer are there with her, reminding her how beautiful it is to be here. Some people nap on their blankets in each other's embrace. You can almost imagine the warmth of the sun beaming down on you as your partner's fingers intertwined with yours. It is almost too warm, but the steady gusts of ocean breeze whisk away any discomfort, keeping you at the perfect temperature to lounge peacefully. You continue along this coastal route for quite some time. There are sleepy seaside towns buzzing with tourists, farmers markets on cobblestone streets where locals sell their abundant wares, hidden alleyways where kids on vacation scamper around, trading secrets and giggling with newfound friends from all over the world as they see what harmless trouble they can get into. You want to pause time as you pass through the towns. They seem to be a perfect slice of what life is, of the life you want to keep in your heart every day. The feeling of community, the feeling of connection to the land, the feeling of laughing with the summer sun and ocean spray on your face. Gradually, those ocean towns disappear behind you, and dusk begins to fall. This time of year, it is even more magical than most. As the sky transforms from blue to pink, to purple, to orange, to dark, deep indigo, little lights emerge from the grass as if to mimic the stars overhead. Fireflies float through the expansive meadows. They glisten and sparkle in sparks of wonder, making you do a double take almost everywhere you look. Mixed in with the sight of the fireflies, you hear the sounds of summer. The crickets and peepers sing into the world, content and understood. Their melodic cries are the soundscape of the cool summer nights. Summer nights that are just warm enough to slip out of the house without a coat, but just cool enough so the touch of the grass on your feet elicits a sigh of relief. The rhythm of the cricket calls and peeper peeps somehow matches the rhythm of the train. There's the chirp, chirp, peep, peep, and the rumble, rumble, rumble of the train wheels below you, like a drying tumbling out soft clothes. You smile and close your eyes as you take in this unique soundtrack that feels like it's playing just for you. You find yourself reflecting on the day. You're reminded of the joy and carefree nature of the deer bounding through the meadow. You're reminded of the hikers making memories and taking in new perspectives from the top of mountains. Your mind drifts back to the families on the lake, laughing, relaxing, and bonding. You can almost taste the fresh fruit, lemonade, and vegetables on your tongue from lunch. Summer's abundance all around you. And most of all, you find yourself journeying back to those seaside towns and coastal meadows. Meadows where lovers lounged and talked about the future and the past. Towns where friendships were forged, where memories were made, where local businesses were supported. You think of the sleepy towns full of cobblestone streets and homemade wares and the smell of freshly baked rhubarb pie with recipes that have been passed down for generations. And for generations, people have been enjoying summer the very same way. The smells, tastes, and feeling of summer has not changed, no matter how much we have. In the warmth of the summer rays and summer memories, you can find comfort, no matter where you are, and no matter what season it is. I hope you have enjoyed this sleep story and that it has brought you a night of peaceful, restful sleep. Please join me again tomorrow night for another sleep story. Until then, sweet dreams.